KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years experience, let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Towne has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school volleyball on Tuesday night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Lewis Central topping Atlantic 3-0. Harlan a 3-game sweep over Red Oak. Kemper Catholic down Shenandoah in 3 straight. Clarinda took 3 in a row from Denison. And in non-conference play, Abraham Lincoln beat Glenwood 3-0. In Western Iowa conference play, AHST beat Logan Magnolia 3-1. It was Trainer over IKM Manning 3-1. Underwood beat Missouri Valley in 3 straight. In Rolling Valley conference play, Adair Casey a winner over Glidden-Ralston 3 in a row. Exira EHK swept 3 from Cam. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodbine 3-1. Also around the region, Arweva beat West Harrison 3-1. Bedford over Lennox 3-0. Des Moines Christian topping Guthrie Center 3-1. Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 3 in a row. Sydney over East Mills 3-2. Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 3-0. Stanton beat Clarinda Academy 3 in a row. Bedford over Lennox 3-0. And Southwest Valley was a 3-1 winner over East Union last night. In high school cross country yesterday, Denison hosting a meet on the girls' side. Harlan won the team title with 29 points. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln with 44 was runner-up. South Central Calhoun, Denison, Logan Magnolia, Kemper Catholic, Storm Lake, IKM Manning, Ridgeview, and Boyer Valley round out the teams. Emma Preston of Abraham Lincoln was the champion individually. Bailey Cool of Harlan placing second. Woodbine's Megan Maskey was third in that meet last night. On the boys' side, Harlan won the team title there as well with 56 points. Boyer Valley with 87 points was the runner-up. Denison, Kemper Catholic, Storm Lake, Abraham Lincoln, Logan Magnolia, South Central Calhoun, Ridgeview, Maple Valley, IKM Manning, Missouri Valley, and Woodward Academy round out the rest of the field. Fernando Ramos of Storm Lake was the individual champion with Jason Kenny of Ridgeview, the runner-up. Chris Brace of Harlan placing third last night. Former Atlantic boys basketball coach Steve Blazek will be among those inducted to the Iowa High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame coming up this winter season. The IHSAA announced yesterday the boys basketball and wrestling Hall of Famers who have been chosen. Those athletes and coaches will be presented during the state tournaments this winter. Basketball Hall of Fame honorees will include coaches Steve Blazek of Atlantic, along with Bob Hack of Spencer. The players include Lloyd Thornburg of Pleasantville, Mark West of Southeast Polk, Jeff Donaldson from Sioux City North, Robbie Sieverding of Marquette Catholic, and Jeff Horner of Mason City. On the wrestling side, John Siegel of Morning Sun will be the coach honored, along with wrestlers Joe Corso of West Des Moines Valley, Pete Bush of Davenport Assumption, Jeff Coltvet of Eagle Grove, and Jeff Harrison from Westwood. Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates enjoyed playing their first postseason game in 21 years so much that they'll get another chance to play October baseball. The Pirates eliminated the Cincinnati Reds 6-2 in a one-game wildcard playoff. They now get to play National League Central champion St. Louis in the best-of-five National League Division Series starting on Thursday. The Pirates were 10-9 against the Cardinals this season. The Pirates got on the board first with solo homers from Marlon Byrd and Russell Martin in the second inning. Martin added a second-round tripper in the seventh inning for insurance. It's the Pirates' first postseason victory since 1992. Pirates' 16-game winner Francisco Liriano stymied the Reds on the mound. He retired the first 9 batters he faced and held the Reds to 1 run on 4 hits in 7 innings. Red starter Johnny Cueto was hit hard. He allowed 4 runs on 7 hits in 3 and a third innings. The American League wildcard game is set for tonight in Cleveland as the Indians will play host Tampa Bay. The Rays beat Texas Monday night in a play-in contest, the 163rd game of the season. Well, Lance Lynn's strong finish has earned him the start in Game 2 of the National League Division Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. Lynn worked six scoreless innings in the Central clincher Friday night against the Cubs. He won his last two starts to end a skid in which he was 0-5 with a 5.44 earned run average in eight outings. He also pitched the last two postseasons. Manager Mike Matheny chose Lynn ahead of rookies Shelby Miller and Joe Kelly, who have had stronger overall seasons, and Michael Wacha. Wacha threw 8 2/3 innings of no-hit ball against Washington in his last start. The manager would not announce starters for games 3 and 4. Adam Wainwright pitches the opener Thursday against the winner of the Wild, against Pittsburgh, rather, and he could also go in game 5 if necessary. Well, Max Scherzer will start Detroit's AL Division Series opener Friday night at Oakland with star Justin Verlander following in Game 2. The 21-3 Scherzer was baseball's lone 20-game winner this year and started for the American League in the All-Star Game. The Athletics have tabbed 40-year-old Bartolo Colon as their Game 1 starter with rookie Sonny Gray going in Game 2. The Tigers won the AL Central for a third straight year thanks to an exceptionally deep rotation. Anibal Sanchez, the AL's ERA leader, won't pitch until Game 3 against the Athletics. Doug Fister starts Game 4. Jared Parker will pitch for Oakland in Game 3 in Detroit, and Dan Straley goes in a potential Game 4 for the A's. Well, Ned Yost is coming back to manage the Kansas City Royals. He had led the team to its best record in 24 years, and for that, the club has rewarded him with a 2-year contract extension. The Royals finished third in the American League Central with a mark of 86-76 this season. Down the stretch after the All-Star break, the Royals were 43-27. The Yankees want Joe Girardi to return as manager next season. Girardi was hired after the 2007 season, and his contract expires at the end of October. Crippled by injuries, New York had its poorest record since 1992, and they finished tied for third in the AL East at 85-77. Well, fewer fans went to Major League Baseball games this season. The average attendance fell 1.2%, with the Miami Marlins and the Philadelphia Phillies experiencing big drops. Total attendance of 74.03 million was down from 75.86 million last season, but it was still the sport's sixth highest. The Marlins saw a 29% fall off in attendance from 2.2 million last year to just 1.6 million in a season in which the club lost 100 games. The Phillies lost more than 500,000 fans in total attendance, falling to just over 3 million in a year in which the team had its worst record since 2000. The Los Angeles Dodgers led the majors with 3.7 million fans showing up at the ballpark. Well, the Major League batting average dropped to .253 this season, its lowest level since hitters combined for a .244 average in 1972. This year's average was down from a recent peak of .270 in 1996. The big league earned run average of .386 was at its low point since a .374 ERA in 1992, according to stats, and the average of 4.17 runs per team per game was the smallest since 1992, while team strikeouts per game set a record at 7.55. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, Mark D'Antonio thinks Michigan State has gained confidence during its bye week, looking ahead to its Big Ten opener at Iowa this weekend. The Spartans lost at Notre Dame heading into its off week. D'Antonio says his team spent the past 9 days in search of consistency and big plays on offense. They scored more than one offensive touchdown just once in non-conference play. Quarterback Connor Cook, relieved by Andrew Maxwell on Michigan State's last possession at Notre Dame, will be back in control at Iowa. Defensively, there isn't much more to ask from the nation's top-ranked unit other than some takeaways that disappeared against the Fighting Irish. We'll have that Michigan State-Iowa game live from Kinnick Stadium for you Saturday. It's an early game. 9 o'clock is pregame. 11:05 is kickoff. Oregon running back DeAnthony Thomas is unlikely to play against Colorado this weekend after emerging from practice wearing a boot on his injured right ankle. Thomas was injured on the opening kickoff of second-ranked Oregon's 55-16 victory over California Saturday night, slipping on turf that was slick from a driving rain. Thomas has rushed for 338 yards and 6 touchdowns this season. He also has 485 all-purpose yards through 3 games. Army, Navy, and Air Force might be forced to skip their football games this weekend because of the partial government shutdown. The Defense Department temporarily suspended sports competition at the service academies Tuesday as a result of the budget impasse in Congress. A Pentagon spokesman says the decision is being reviewed by lawyers considering a series of legal questions, including whether money that comes from sources other than Congress could be used to pay for sports during the government shutdown. In the meantime, the suspension put a pair of college football games in jeopardy, including Army at Boston College and Air Force at Navy this weekend. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars have agreed to trade starting left tackle Eugene Monroe to the Baltimore Ravens for undisclosed draft picks. Monroe, the 8th overall pick in the 2009 draft, has started 62 games over 5 seasons, but he hasn't played all that well this season, opening the door for Jacksonville to move 2nd overall pick Luke Jokel to the left side. And the Chicago Blackhawks raised their Stanley Cup banner before the game, and then they showed the Washington Capitals why the Blackhawks have captured 2 of the last 4 NHL titles. Brandon Saad, Johnny Oduya, and Marian Hossa scored in the third period, and the Blackhawks kicked off their Stanley Cup title defense with a 6-4 victory over the Capitals. Patrick Kane, Brent Seabrook, and Brandon Bolig also scored for Chicago. Corey Crawford made 28 saves, including a couple of huge stops when the Blackhawks killed off a late 5-on-3 power play. Also, in a couple of other matchups, Tyler Bozak scored a shorthanded goal and Mason Raymond netted the winner in his first game with the Maple Leafs as Toronto spoiled the Montreal Canadiens' home opener 4-3. And Winnipeg rallied from a 2-goal deficit in the third period to beat Edmonton 5-4. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years' experience, let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.